How y'all doing? I'm Lale. I'm with Occupy Oakland's Anti-Repression Committee. That's right on. And as Occupy Oakland, we're here today to stand in solidarity with prisoners and with all prisoners, because every prisoner is a political prisoner. But we're also here to stand to honor and to remember our own political prisoners. There are 6 Occupy Oaklanders right now sitting behind bars. And the one who's been incarcerated the longest is Eric Bernard, a man that we call Truth. He was arrested on November 2nd, on the day of the historic general strike in Oakland. And he has been sitting in jail for almost 4 months now on minor misdemeanor charges that he has never been convicted of. Why? Because Truth is on probation. Truth is just one of millions of black and brown and poor people entrapped through a probation system that sets up minor offenders for petty violations that result in long prison sentences. Because Truth is on probation, he is sat for 4 months in jail for minor misdemeanors that he's never been convicted of. This is the nature of our criminal injustice system. And 4 out of 6 of our political prisoners are being held on probation holds right now. Another is Kali, who was arrested on December 16th, also for a minor misdemeanor, and also held on a probation case hold. But Kali's case is even more dramatically epitomizes the many injustices that are perpetrated every day by this system. Once Kali had the possibility of release in court, this was denied to him for the sole reason that he lacked a residence on record. An example of the ways that this system criminalizes homeless people every day. He was denied his medication, his prescribed psychiatric medication. An example of the many forms of medical and chemical and psychological torture that go on in these prisons every day. And he was viciously beaten by COs. A beating that, like the case of countless others, resulted not in any responsibility or accountability for the perpetrators, but in his being charged with felony assault. And now, like many others, he sits with the possibility of a third strike and the possibility of a life sentence. I saw Kali last week, and I asked him what message he wanted to send. And he said, tell them this movement extends from the front lines in the streets to these cell walls. And tell them that this is not about me. It's about the people, all the people. And one final political prisoner who sends a message today, Momo, our medic. Momo has been picked up during the course of Occupy 3 times on minor charges, and they have held him every time up to weeks on probation holds, even in cases where the charges were never filed. Right now, they're holding Momo on a couple of minor misdemeanors, and the DA has offered Momo a deal. And that deal involves 3 years of probation, setting him up for 3 more years of being targeted by the police. The deal involves a stay-away order from Oscar Grant Plaza, which is now the fate of dozens of occupiers, none of whom have been convicted of any crime, but whose presence in a public space in the center of downtown Oakland has now been criminalized. And many of those people are here today. If you are a stay-awayee, or if you love a stay-awayee, make some noise. We are here to tell the city of Oakland, you may make some of us stay away from Oscar Grant Plaza, but here we are at San Quentin. And the final part of the deal that was offered to Momo was to do 23 days in jail. This Friday, he goes to court, at which time he will have served more than those 23 days. But Momo's plan on Friday is to tell the DA, I'm not taking it. I'm not. I'm not taking a stay away. And we are all here today to stand with Momo and say we're not taking it. Free Momo. Free Carly.
Free Carly.
Free Truth.